Welcome to That's Wild Podcast, the podcast that explores the amazing natural world that surrounds us and astounds us. I'm your MC, Dustin Bean, and our host, Susan Altrui, and Joy Matlock will share insights and mind-blowing facts that will leave you saying, "That's wild." It's all about inspiring you, the listener, to value and conserve our natural world. That's Wild is brought to you by the Arkansas Zoological Foundation and produced by the Little Rock Zoo. So with that, let's get wild.
So Joy, have you ever used the phrase crazy like a fox or outfoxed or something like that?
Yeah.
It's really wild how animal behavior, both real and imagined, it's preserved in even our words and languages.
It's true. There's lots of references that we use every day.
Yeah.
And there's a good reason for that, because foxes are clever and they're cunning, and there's different ways that some of their characteristics are even found in human behavior.
That's definitely the case. So here's something that I have found very interesting recently about foxes. First off is that the female fox is called a vixen.
Okie dokie.
All right. Which we know is also a term that is used sometimes to call human females. So let's first talk about the fox female, though, because this is an interesting little fact. In a fox couple, if the vixen dies, the male fox will stay single for the rest of his life. How convenient. But if the male fox dies, then the vixen goes off to find another partner. Foxes will also play dead in a tough situation. Male foxes may have found the cheat code for an easy breakup, as it turns out.
To play dead.
Interesting, huh?
Very interesting.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild.
Yeah, that's wild. So let's go back and talk about vixens for just a moment.
Sure.
I want to talk about vixens because I think that's interesting. We have some terminology in our own language about vixens. There's the video vixen.
The video vixen. That's a big term from the 90s. Lots of video vixens.
Yep. Did you ever play video games? Or was that something you did?
Ish. You know, I'm saying my age now. We had the Atari. And then when I hit college, there was the Sega. And PlayStation.
Okay.
So there were a couple times, you know, I would play. I loved, what's that one game? Mortal Kombat. That was fun.
Okay.
I'm familiar with video games, we'll say.
Well, you know, a vixen is supposed to be a strong female character that's heroic in nature, probably a little sexy too. Now, there's also a really interesting vixen from a very popular movie, Austin Powers.
Ooh, are you talking about Foxy Cleopatra?
Foxy Cleopatra, starring other than the famous Bey.
Beyonce.
The Queen Bee.
Oh, yes.
There she is.
I love that necklace. I'd wear that.
Okay, and what I love, though, that we're just now noticing is that the necklace is a fox.
Yes, it is.
It's a fox.
It is a fox.
We get it now.
I would wear
female
that.
Female fox.
And I
vixen.
Love the one hoop earring and then the less subtle on the other side.
Girl,
I would
get
I
it.
I would wear that. I would.
Look, Halloween costume.
Okay.
Next year.
Maybe,
here it is.
Maybe that's it.
Okay, Joy. I love it.
Yep, it's good stuff. Good stuff. So, Susan, I'm so glad that we just talked about Austin Powers, because that makes me remember that foxes have superpowers. And did you know that foxes actually use the Earth's magnetic field to hunt? No, I thought
that's
wild.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, that's wild.
I thought it was pretty interesting to learn that. And so, along with the magnetic field of the Earth, they have photopigments in their eyes that they can use to see the magnetic field. And the magnetic field of the Earth, plus their pigments in their eyes, help them to be able to triangulate where their prey is. And they can hunt and get the direct location, if you will, of that animal.
That's wild.
There are lots of other animals that do use the Earth's magnetic field, but they're the only ones that we know that actually use it to hunt. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is wild.
It's pretty wild.
I am impressed with the fox even more and more after hearing something like that. That's just wild.
I think it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The other thing about foxes that I have learned and our producers have shared with us with their research is that foxes are not really world travelers, if you will. They pretty much live within the same 7 miles radius of where they were born. And they're very territorial and they're kind of loners. You would think since they're kind of like dogs or wolves that they'd be in packs, and they're not. They like to live alone.
Something I have in common with the fox. I'm not mad at that at all.
They like to live alone. They like to hunt alone. And they have some particular stories about foxes. There was a wild fox that lived in the 72nd floor of a building that was being constructed in London. Oh. So we're like, How did that fox get
all the way up there?
Right, and what was he eating? There's lots of mysteries about that.
Lots of mysteries.
Mysterious
to that.
Fox.
Yeah, that is bizarre,
isn't it?
Do you have the name of this fox?
Well, maybe not that fox, but there was another fox that was named Romeo.
Uh huh.
And back in 2011, he lived on a construction site on the workers' food scraps, and mice, and that's what he lived on, and that's why he decided he was going to call that home. Hmm. So I guess maybe that was within 7 miles of where he was born as well. I don't know.
I mean, that's wild. That's a pretty wild fact that you got there.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting.
Interesting foxes.
Interesting stuff about foxes.
I can't wait to see and hear what we're going to learn more about them today.
Well, I've got a few things that we can learn about foxes.
Okay.
And some more interesting facts about foxes. Like you said, they are solitary, mm-hmm. But foxes can also rotate their ears, which is kind of interesting. That's how they learn where things are.
Oh, okay. Like a 360 or a 180 maybe?
Not 360, okay. But they can rotate the ears.
Okay.
A foxtail is called a brush, and they also use it like a blanket to keep warm.
I love that, because mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. always cold. It'd be nice to have a blanket with me.
You just pulling your tail up. Instead of all those blankets that you have on you.
Right, right.
Foxes are canines. So like you said, they're related to wolves and dogs mm-hmm. and coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, this is just a good thing to note, because there are foxes in our own environment.
Mm-hmm.
Never feed a fox. If you see one out in your backyard, which sometimes you can come up on a fox, mm-hmm. depending on where you live. You don't want to do that. You never want to feed a fox because we want to keep them wild. Because if you feed one, that can harm its ability to hunt.
Ah.
It starts to become reliant on people's food. Mm-hmm. And so we always want to try to keep foxes wild.
So keep foxes wild.
That's right. Keep
them
wild.
Okay.
Yes. And that goes for most wildlife in general. We mm-hmm. don't want to feed wildlife
mm-hmm.
for sure. Also, both fox parents take care of the young.
Co-parenting.
That's right. Co-parenting.
That's great. I love that.
They share hunting responsibilities.
Okay.
So
okay.
that's also another little fun fact about them.
Love that.
What do you think a group of foxes is called?
I don't know. A gaggle? A herd?
Good guess.
Okay.
But no.
No.
It's called a skulk.
A skulk.
Which makes me wonder, is that what skulking around refers to?
I bet you there's related. There's
I,
a related.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting to me. Could it be skulking around? But or it's going to be called a leash, which is kind of weird.
That is interesting.
Like, who names groups of animals? Because I've always been wondering this, because
mm-hmm.
groupings of animals, the
names. Strange names.
Are really, really bizarre.
Like crows. Do you know the name of a group of crows?
Oh, wait a minute. I just heard
it's
this
one of
the
your favorite
day.
Words. I can't believe you don't know it.
I just heard this the other day.
It's one of your favorite words.
Oh.
You don't know?
No.
Murder.
Murderous.
Murder of crows.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait. Here's another one, and I think Hannah will be proud that I remember this. What's a group of penguins called? A waddle.
Stop.
Yeah, it is.
That's okay. That's wild. That's
yeah.
Just,
we're going to do a whole
Moving
segment on that.
Back yeah. to okay. foxes.
All right, back to
back
foxes.
To foxes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is one that I thought was really interesting. Fox dens are passed on from generation to generation. How about that?
Like generational wealth.
Yes,
I love it. I love it.
And some dens, okay, they found one fox den, researchers did, that was 300 years old.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
How about that?
Yeah.
300 years old.
So my great, 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 great grand fox had this.
Great,
great, great, great fox.
Yes.
Had this den, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah.
I love all the adaptations that we're learning about. I think it's great that, you know, as humans, we have all the ways we live and the ways we do our things, but it's also great to delve into some of the things that these animals do and learn from them as well.
Definitely. So Joy,
yes.
There are also a lot of great foxes in pop culture.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Lots of really interesting characters in a lot of movies. No surprise, there have been a lot of foxes in some Disney movies.
Yes.
Now, according to Ranker.com, there is a list of the most popular foxes in pop culture.
Okay.
So let's talk about some of those.
Let's do.
Number one most popular character, what do you think it is?
Robin Hood, maybe? I'm not sure.
Close. But no.
Okay.
It's actually Nick Wilde from Disney's Zootopia.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have not seen that, so maybe that's why. Sorry, Disney.
Ugh.
So, okay. But I'll believe it. I'll believe it. If they say it, it's true.
Nick Wilde is undeniably one of the most magnetic foxes to ever grace the screen. His transformation from a small-time hustler to a dedicated police officer exemplifies the power of self-acceptance and growth.
You gotta love a good Disney movie, us the nice moral at the end.
Yeah, look at this adorable little
character.
He's cute. Okay, now yours, what you just said, is number two, Disney's Robin Hood. Of course, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. This noble fox from Disney's animated adaptation of the classic tale is nothing short of legendary. And of course, we absolutely love
Disney's
Robin Hood.
And look at that tail. His, what's the tail?
The brush.
His brush.
Okay. His brush. Yep. Mm-hmm. Keeps him warm at night. Mm-hmm. Number three is Todd. Do you know who Todd is?
I do not.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. From The Fox and the Hound.
I don't know if I've seen the whole movie. I've seen snippets of it.
It's so cute.
Maybe my childhood was deprived. I don't know.
You probably saw this and you just don't remember it.
Yeah.
It, you
know? Okay, that is familiar to me.
Yeah,
for sure.
So few Fox characters are capable of tugging on our heartstrings quite like Todd from The Fox and the Hound. His innocent and naive demeanor highlighted the power of true friendship.
Love that.
Okay, number four.
That's a good message.
Number four. And I like this because now we've got some females in here. Maid Marian, also from Robin Hood.
Okay.
The sophisticated and elegant love interest of Robin Hood.
Sophisticated and elegant.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. How about that? Love Maid Marian.
So she was the first. She was a cartoon vixen.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh, look at her little necklace, her
choker.
She looks
very vixen-y, though. I mean, look at this.
Well, she is a vixen.
She is a vixen.
She's very cute. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Number five was Miles Tails Prower from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, that's definitely something I've not seen. Wasn't that a video game, though, too? Sonic the Hedgehog or something?
Is Sonic the Hedgehog's inseparable sidekick. Miles Tails Prower is both a mechanical genius and a beloved video game icon.
Okay, well, that is definitely post Atari, so I don't know that.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
You are really dating yourself.
I need to do some homework.
We're moving on.
Okay.
We're moving
homework on. For me, yes.
Yep. Okay. Famous Fox celebrity.
Okay, I'm going to be better at this one.
Yeah, you're going to be good here.
Yeah.
You're going to be good here because my first one is none other than Foxy Brown, the hip hop celebrity.
Okie dokie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
She was a strong rap artist and all good stuff in the 90s.
The Il Nana.
I'm going to leave that alone. Foxy Brown.
Elite lyricism.
Elite. Yep.
Confidence. She really changed the game for female hip hop artists.
For sure.
You know, she kind of opened the door for female hip hop and rap artists.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Salt and Pepper, who were a little bit more tame, probably.
That's right.
But,
I mean, they definitely changed the game, too.
Sure.
Yeah, but Foxy Brown is up there, you know, definitely.
Of course,
we've got Michael J. Fox.
Alex P. Keaton.
Yep.
From Family Ties, and of course, from Back to the Future.
Yep, in his heroic battle right now with Parkinson's.
Yes.
I just recently discovered, too, and learned that he's Canadian. Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I knew that. Yeah.
I'm learning more and more things about Canada that I like.
What was the other time? It was they have a whole place and that's like Texas and Canada.
Oh, Calgary.
Yeah, Calgary.
Great
that's
steak
right.
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And cowboys. Who knew?
Yeah. But no, Alex, I will always refer to him as Alex P. Keaton, but
that's, of course,
Michael J. Fox.
So precious. Yeah. I really hope that there are Generation X people that are listening.
Hope so, too.
And paying attention to this podcast.
They'll know these
references.
Because
we are making so many Generation X
we are.
References.
These references.
That's what we are. That's what we know. Otherwise, this podcast is going down the tubes.
But we're the young side of Generation X. We're the young,
yes.
the youngsters.
Cuspers.
Cuspers.
That's what they call it. Cusper.
I'm a cusper.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, let's go on now to something that a lot of people in our generation are going to really know a lot about. Silver Fox celebrities. Now, who's your favorite Silver Fox?
My husband.
Lester? Okay, of course it's Lester. Of course it's Lester.
Yes.
Of course it's Lester. How could I not know it was Lester Matlock?
And I also have to give a shout out to my dad, who now has almost a full head of gray hair.
Okay.
He was always handsome.
Well, you know, my father, David Altrui, is a mess of a Silver Fox at 80 years
old. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. And he's got his Porsche convertible that he loves running around in.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping up with him is just a whole handful in and of itself. So we're going to move on from that. But let's talk about some of our celebrity Silver Foxes that are some of our favorites.
Okay.
Joshua Jackson is up there on the list now, apparently.
Okay.
There's a lot of social media chatter now about him because he's like a newly silver fox.
A newly silver, yeah, because he's not old.
No, but he's gotten silver fox. Look at this.
Okay. I like it. It's just like a little salt and peppery.
He's getting the salt and pepper in there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I can't complain about that.
No. He's getting that silver fox going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, one of my favorite silver foxes. Mm-hmm. Is a character from X-Files, Mr. Fox Mulder, David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Love me some David Duchovny.
And we actually have a fox at the Little Rock Zoo named after him, Mulder.
You know, I absolutely love that. I love Mulder, our fox, because mm-hmm. of that. And mm-hmm. I think it's clever that our staff decided. I'm not sure if our staff named him or if he came with that name.
Okay.
But the fox Mulder, I mean, that's clever.
That's cute.
That's
very
cute. And clever that
very
we
cute.
Named Fox Mulder.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Oh, there
nice.
He is.
There he is.
Woo.
David Duchovny.
Let me stop. Yes. Oh, yes. That's it's good stuff. Okay, so according to Women's World, mm-hmm. there's the top 17 handsome silver foxes.
I have a question.
Only getting better.
Why stop at 17?
I thought that was
20?
A weird number, too.
Or like 10?
Why is it not the top 10 or the top
17? Okay, I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah, right.
Weird. Okay.
Okay, so we're only going to go through a few, but
okay.
Number one was Steve Carell. From Stupid Love.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Sorry,
okay.
Steve Carell.
He was also from Steve The Carell. Office
That's
as
right.
well.
Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carell. Steve
That's
Carell.
An interesting choice. I don't know if I would have chosen him exactly, but he's extremely funny, very, very witty. And that's a good look.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I like his jacket. Okay. Okay, so
not somebody that I'm particularly into, but I get it. Patrick Dempsey, of course, from Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And then we've got Hugh Grant, of course.
Hugh Grant. Okay.
Yep.
I could get with
Hugh. Of course, Hugh Grant's on that list.
I could get with Hugh Grant.
Yep.
That'd work.
Yep. There's Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle.
I wasn't familiar with Don.
Don Cheadle was on Iron Man.
The first Iron Man movie.
He's
the superhero guy in the Marvel films.
Yes. He was in Iron Man.
Yeah.
There's a couple of movies that are not coming to mind right now, but I think most recently Iron Man is one of those.
Yeah, movies. Okay.
Don Cheadle. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. Then we've got, of course, from The Walking Dead, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes. If the world came to an end, you might want to have him on your side.
That makes sense to me.
I would say that.
And then this was one of my favorites, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, 007 Craig.
Now, I will tell you, though, I looked up a picture of him recently. You're looking a little...
We all go through our journey. So we'll just leave that at that.
Okay, but I've got to tell an interesting story. You recently went to Greece.
I did recently go to Greece.
You came back with a story of an advertisement you saw for some jewelry and showed me the pictures.
I did.
Yeah. And it was a handsome man in the advertisements.
Yes.
And then we started Googling who the model was. And what did you find out?
So I Googled another model that we talked about. I don't think it's the same guy. But we found out this one model that we thought was a model, Enzo Moraes, was actually an AI model,
which is wild.
Crazy.
That is wild. So we were looking and admiring this model and how beautiful this mm-hmm. model was.
Mm-hmm.
Another silver fox.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, there's this picture.
Yes, this is an AI generated model.
Yes, and up until then we thought it was a real human.
We did.
So that's interesting.
Yes, AI generated model, that is wild.
I mean, sign of the times for sure.
Yes.
So he's not real, people.
Not real.
Don't believe it.
AI model.
Double check.
Silver fox.
Fact checked everything.
And fact check things.
Everything.
Just to show you, run it through the AI screens.
But back to Greece, I will say there was a guy on. He was advertising some jewelry for men.
Yeah.
And still couldn't find his name, but he was a silver fox that was very easy on the eye.
I think that the jewelry was Chrysostomos jewels.
Yeah, Chrysostomos jewels.
Chrysostomos jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting.
It was very interesting.
Very handsome.
Anyway, I was looking on the island for all that jewelry.
Did you make Lester buy some?
He actually did buy some.
Did he?
He did.
Hey,
he
the
did.
Silver fox.
He had to.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Ooh, girl.
That's the guy.
Okay.
I did not find him when I was in Santorini.
Okay.
But the jewelry was there.
He is not AI generated.
He is not. That's
not
a real human.
That is a real man.
Yeah.
A real
but
silver
the
fox.
I will say the jewelry is outstanding.
That's great.
And we had a great time. So.
Okay. If they want to sponsor our podcast.
That's a good shout out. For sure.
Now that we've endorsed
Chrysostomos
the model
jewelry,
of Chrysostomos
please.
Jewels.
Give us a call.
I'm glad Lester was able to get some of that.
Yeah.
That's great.
He looks
fantastic.
Good with or without the jewelry, I will say.
Oh. On that note, we're going to transition to our special guest.
Special guest. Are
we
having?
We've got Hannah again.
Yay.
With an animal friend.
Okay.
We couldn't bring a fox.
Oh.
Couldn't bring a fox.
Okay.
But we brought what a fox likes to dine on.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Okay. Let's do it.
So Hannah, we've got a very special guest with us here. So tell us a little bit about who you brought.
We do. So speaking of pop culture, this girl has a name that is related to pop culture. Her name is Remy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know who Remy the Rat is? I didn't either. It's like a younger, I think it's a younger
know.
Generation.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever seen Ratatouille?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of Ratatouille.
Yeah. I believe Remy is the rat in Ratatouille.
Okay. So
perfect. Okay. Perfect so comparison.
Good. Oh, here we go. There's Ratatouille.
Yeah. See, she's great. She looks just like it.
She does.
She lives with a group of other rats at the zoo. So her buddy came today. That's Bruno. That's from Witches.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have Splinter from, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Templeton.
Yes.
I don't remember who Templeton is.
Okay.
But
Charlotte's
Web. There we go.
Yeah, that's right.
So they've all got pop culture names.
That's awesome. Aww.
So yeah, so these guys are very commonly predated on by not only foxes, but lots of different things. So I was going to talk to you guys a little bit about how they defend themselves or avoid predators.
Okay.
So there are actually billions of rats in the world. Billions,
ooh,
I know.
With a B.
Said B. In your face.
With a B.
Billions. Lots of rats.
Yeah.
As many rats as people, around. I don't know the exact number.
Billions.
Don't quote me on that. Exactly. But you don't see them a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're really good at staying hidden. These guys dig burrows. They hide in burrows in the ground. And they have multiple entrances and exits so that if that something burrow. Were to come in there like a snake, they can bail out of one of the other exits.
Wow. Clever.
No, yes, very clever. Actually, these guys are really smart, too. I'm glad you said that. We were talking about cunning like a fox,
mm-hmm.
but these guys are very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Not that foxes aren't. I'm sure that they're smart.
Yes.
Sure.
Shout
but
out
these
to the foxes.
Guys are, these guys are really intelligent. They're really trainable. They're very food motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And like a fox, they have an amazing sense of smell. So their sense of smell, see these little whiskers that they've got?
Mm-hmm.
They've got all these different features that help them detect predators, like smell. So they can pick apart different scents more than we can by a lot.
Wow.
So they can tell where the predator is, what type of predator it is, sometimes just by urine alone.
Wow.
So they can definitely use that to
That's
avoid.
Wild.
They also, if you guys can take a look at her, her eyes are kind of on top of her head,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
see how they kind of bug out a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah.
Any idea why they might need to be up there? Think about what might eat them from above.
Oh, a bird.
Yep. Uh-huh. So they've got to be able to keep at least one eye because they can move these eyes at least somewhat independently, which is crazy. To be able to look above them for predators.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
One's not coming down.
That makes sense. So they're looking up in the sky all the time, trying to see whether or not someone's coming down to get them.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yes. So.
So her fur is, or is it hair or is it fur? Is there a difference?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hair, just like ours.
Okay. So her fur is gray. Is that a common color? I feel like there's other colors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So wild rats, they come anywhere from like grays, browns, maybe really, really dark, almost black. These guys are pretty common pets and they have been somewhat domesticated. And when we started breeding, they're called fancy rats. They come in all different colors. So we've got a cute little spotted.
Oh, fancy rat.
Fancy rat.
I've heard this word fancy a couple of times recently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they are. And some have curly coats. Little Splinter that I was talking about is a little curly coated rat. She's very beautiful.
She has a perm.
Yeah, she does have a perm.
Now, just to clarify, this is the same kind of rat that you would just see out anywhere.
Yeah, so there are several different species of rats. Norway rats or brown rats, as they're also called, are really common. You do see those in the streets.
And she's
in
Norway?
That's what she is.
Okay.
She looks a lot better than other rats.
She
does. She's a lot better.
Fancy version of those rats.
Okay.
They're called Norway rats, but they're not actually from Norway, so not really sure where that name came from. They started over in Asia, they believe, and then they hitched rides on boats over to America
and spread around everywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they can be found, little stowaways, anywhere that people can be found.
Huh. So how old is Remy?
She's only about 9 months old.
Oh, she's a baby.
She is a baby. They grow really fast. They have really quick life cycles. And speaking of babies, they can have easily more than 50 babies in a year.
At a time?
Wow. No, in a year.
Oh, okay, okay. In a year?
Yeah.
Still, that's a lot. I mean,
it's
that's okay,
lot.
So that's why we say that there's so many rats everywhere, because they can just multiply so fast.
So what's their gestation period? How long does it take them to...
I do not know, but quick. I'm sure it's quick. And they have litters, just like dogs and cats do. They have, I believe it's around 10 pups at a time. Speaking of litters, you guys were talking about group names for animals. Do you know what a group of rats is called?
Oh, this is going to be good.
I have no idea.
It is called a mischief.
a mischief. So there's lots of mischief in New York City is what you're saying.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. So what's the life expectancy of this Norway rat?
So in the wild, obviously not as long as in human care, but about 2 to 3 years is a pretty old rat. They have to live fast, live hard.
Multiply.
Yep, multiply quickly.
Right.
Because they are food for a lot of different animals, like we mentioned.
Wow.
But they do more than just that, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. They do both good things and bad things for the environment.
Such as?
The good things that they do are seed dispersal. If you guys have seen what a mess she's made all
she
over
is
me.
Yeah, she's making a mess.
Eating her little snack. Mm-hmm. If that were a seed or something, or when she goes to the bathroom, she leaves little pieces of seed or grain around.
Gotcha. So seed dispersal.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that these guys burrow, so they're actually aerating the soil and they're creating burrows for other animals to live in. Mm-hmm. So they're like little engineers.
Interesting.
And yeah, so the bad things that they do, which we won't talk about in Remy's presence
very long. We'll say the less than ideal things.
Yes.
Okay.
They have been known to carry disease.
Yep.
They do cause a lot of problems with chewing, like damaging property, because their teeth are always growing. So they're always chewing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're rodents, so their teeth are continuously growing.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And then they love crops. They love snacks.
So, they like to eat.
Okay.
So things that eat them, even things that are not super popular like snakes or anything like that, they're actually good at keeping the rodent population down, which is really helpful for people. Because even though she's wonderful, we don't want these to overrun
the planet. We don't want too many.
For sure.
Yeah,
no,
don't want too many.
Not too many.
Yep.
And Hannah, you keep saying she. How do we know she's a she?
We say we looked under her skirt.
Okay.
You don't have to get creative. Some animals, you have to take a blood test. That's not the case with these guys.
They are
social. She lives with her other three sisters.
Got a group
of girls.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Is there anything special about her tail we should know?
Okay, so her tail is bald. It's something that gives a lot of people the creeps. I just saw you try to touch it.
Yeah, I came back from it, yes.
A couple reasons that they're bald. One is, like the opossum we've talked about in a different episode, they grip with their tail.
Okay.
Their tail also helps them balance. And then heat dissipation is another reason.
Really?
So they're covered in fur and they can't sweat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way that they can kind of rush blood back there and let it cool off.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So for our audience that's listening, we've got, she's I'm going to say she's cute.
She's
got gray fur on her body, and her body's probably about 5.5 to 6 inches long, maybe. And then her tail is almost the length of her body, if not a tiny bit longer.
I would say her tail might even be longer than her body. Yeah. That's what's so wild about this. It's like, she's got a really long tail.
And it's real skinny.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea their tail was that long.
And skin. And I didn't know that their tail was used to help keep their body temperature regulated. So that's
pretty
wild. Cool. So, Hannah, she's another ambassador animal, which means you take her into classrooms and introduce her to people. How do you get the message across to kids? Because, you know, when you're 7 or 8 years old, you talk about rats. I'm sure the association is negative. You know, rats in your house, go buy rat poison, take care of them. How do you translate that to children to have them begin to appreciate rats?
So, great question. As far as kids go, at least in my experience. If it's small and fuzzy and cute, they like it. Step one. Mm-hmm. If it's an animal that isn't as adorable, like let's say reptiles, they're an easy thing that not everybody loves. We like to show off that they're individuals. So I think we've mentioned names in another episode too, whether or not we name our animals. Mm-hmm. These guys all have names so that we can point out that they're all individual animals. So this isn't just a rat that's gross, it's Remy. And Remy likes oranges and Remy likes carrots. So connecting her to being a little individual. And then we also show off their skills or their abilities. We do this with all of our animals. So we might train her. These guys are really, really smart. We might show her running across the, like a little tightrope to show how they use their balance. So little fun things like that to show all their abilities.
I see. Yeah. I see. Well, that's a great program we have at the Little Rock Zoo to teach people and children how to appreciate the wildlife we live with.
Yeah, we say if you can see it, it's way better than just reading about it or learning about it. So it's a way better way to make a connection.
Well, thank you for sharing with us the importance of Remy and all of her brothers and sisters.
All of them.
All of them. The many of them.
Cousins, aunts.
That's right.
Thank you.
Of course.
You know, something we did need to talk about, Joy, is the upgrade to your clipboard.
Oh, yes. Christmas came early in the studios.
Yeah, you don't have the steakhouse menu that you had in the last couple of episodes. The massive,
yes.
Yeah, I just noticed this. I don't think I noticed it in the last episode, but you've got a proper clipboard in front of you.
I have what the kids call a come up.
Oh, yes. A come up. Yeah. Okay, so, good for you,
yes,
Joy.
I was very happy about my clipboard.
I like that snazzy clipboard. Good for you. Yeah. Hey, things are coming up around here.
They are.
It's proper now. We are a proper podcast.
That's right. And we're fancy.
Oh, we're fancy. We're fancy around here, as they say. Fancy. It's a fancy clipboard.
Yes.
Well, remember to like and subscribe to the That's Wild podcast, because you make a difference every day for wildlife by valuing and protecting our natural world. And we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.